We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we are on a ship recording this podcast, which is pretty cool. I'm never gonna know, I'm never gonna see right through the walls. The smoke, it lingers, and I see that there's no hope, just misery right as I call. Maybe I'm the reason it's the end. Maybe, baby, it was all pretend. I just wanna know.
And welcome back to the Winter Fanboys Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben.
And we are the Winter Fanboys Podcast, where we cover the winter failure. And we are still covering the Winter Failure, their EP that they did last year, The Four of Hearts. What you've been listening to this whole week has been recordings that we did in 2022. It's our old selves. Ben, how do you feel about that?
That passed me. The things that I would say to him.
So what we're doing now is we are recording
on land.
We're not on a boat anymore. You're
not
right.
On a boat anymore.
No more boats.
You've let me out of the tiny cabin,
and you got away from the ghost child. So we are now back on land, and we are actually up to date. This is this will probably be out in the next week, and we've actually stopped recording for right now our
season two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to put seasons down for what this is. This is considered season three. However, it's just really series three. That's how I think of it. It's not really a season. But anyway, today we're going to cover the last song, which is
The Cards.
The Cards. Thank you. Is it The Cards or The Card?
I think it's The Cards. Like,
yeah,
is
now
it
that
the
you,
cards.
Yep, you're right. It is The Cards. Which this song is mostly done by Bran.
He's certainly singing the lead vocals for it.
He should. Yeah, I shouldn't say mostly done by him. He is singing the lead vocals. Let me. I just said let me again. I keep saying that.
I will let you. Okay. I allow it.
Thank you. Yes. I wanted to know what your first initial thoughts are on this song. Now, it's kind of hard because you probably don't remember exactly what we've talked about before, but his Be My song, I went back and listened to it, and it really reminds me of Frap or yeah. So kind of curious what you
just to kind of understand better, like, it reminds you of Frap, like kind of the, like, the sweetness, the sort of like warmth, the, like, I need a frappe in my hand.
Yes. So it reminds me of Frap because it's kind of big and powerful.
Okay.
This song, I think, is so Be Mine is like that on this EP versus this song.
The Cards.
What are your thoughts on The Cards?
Yeah. So my first thoughts on The Cards is like it's kind of a breakup song, from what I can tell. And it's interesting to kind of to get that style of song with Bran singing the vocals. And as far as I can tell, I think it's the only breakup song on this EP. There's like Lazy Love, which is about like a long-term relationship. There's Be Mine, which I think is about like, I think we even talked about like a high school thing where it's like kind of like the initial start of a relationship or something like that, like wanting to be with somebody.
So good on remembering that, because
nice.
That is 100% what it was about. And you haven't, just so everyone,
I haven't listened to it. Yeah, I don't.
Just so everyone knows, I'm listening to it because I put the episodes together. But Ben, good job remembering that.
Yeah, I that was a conversation we had almost a year ago that I just was able to pull out a little piece of. I'm proud of myself. Anyway, and then the last song on this EP, if I remember correctly, is Quarter Beats. Which I remember less about Quarter Beats, but I know it like has a cool beat that changes, I think, over the course of the song. But what? So can you give me a little more about Quarter Beats?
Yeah. So Quarter Beats is Oh, I was just singing it to Bree. It's so what we talked about in our episode very briefly was the idea of the music itself having a heartbeat. That's how it starts. It starts with a heartbeat, and then it goes to there's like you hear like Dave putting or Dave the singer putting a quarter into something. Like you hear a machine that he's putting it in. Mm-hmm.
And, like it's almost like trying to restart one's heart, something like that, right? Like,
yeah, yeah, we can. That's yeah, and it's about it's also about bringing up, as Dave said. I got the lyrics wrong. I sang it to Dave and sent him a voice memo and I sang the wrong lyrics because it's, I always thought, what did I say? I said, oh, it's about getting up the courage. What he said is it's about your heart getting the nuts, getting right. the nuts to ask, be brave and ask someone out or ask someone to be to be theirs. And I thought it was, I hope I can get the heart knots.
Oh, you thought the knots.
Like you would be nervous to say something to someone. And then he was like, no, it's nuts. And I was like, okay. So yeah, so it's really about.
Okay, so it's like getting up the courage to ask, to launch into a relationship. Yeah. And we've got like our high school sort of relationship in the B mine. And then we have the long-term relationship and Lazy Love, and now we have our breakup song. And the two things that kind of stand out most to me on this one are the chorus with the harmonies that I think Dave is singing in the background, and then the bridge when Dave launches into screaming. So those made very strong impressions on me. And then the other part that sticks out to me is like, I'm reminded almost of shoegaze. You ever listen to shoegaze music, like shoegaze rock?
No.
So it's not really shoegaze rock because like in shoegaze rock, the vocals are like also like really far back in the mix. So they're like the vocals are kind of just like in there and the whole thing feels kind of like fuzzy and like kind of warm, like, you know, they it's called shoegaze because like they would stand there at their concerts and like look at their feet while they played, like when and like so it's like not you're not like sort of giving a performance, you're not like, it's not very showy.
That's funny.
And then it's like really distorted like rock band sounds, and so it's just like really like chunky. Like My Bloody Valentine is one of the classic shoegaze bands, and for some reason, I get a little bit of that, right? Like shoegaze music, it does feel a lot like breakup music to me. Though in this, Brand's voice is by no means, and the mix is by no means like set up in that way. But like the instrumentation in the song kind of gave me shoegaze vibes, with like the distorted power chords and then like the cool, there's like this cool riff that is playing at the beginning that's also like heavily distorted. The reverb in the song also, like the reverb is really powerful in the song and creates quite a effect. So those are some things that kind of stuck out to me initially. We can jump more into the harmonies, into Dave screaming in a bit, but I'd love to know your first impressions.
Yeah. First, right off the bat is the guitar. Very different than Be Mine. Be Mine, again, is very big, powerful, driving. And I think this guitar is kind of like, it's just, it has a fun groove to it. Like it's almost cool. Not, you know, the big driving stuff, I don't think is really necessarily, I wouldn't classify it as like a, oh, that's a cool sound. This here is like, this is, yeah, just it, I think of it as being very, like, it's just cool to be able to play that. And so that right off the bat sticks out to me also because it, you know, I think it's a little bit different than what I've heard so far of Brand.
He's as we listen, he's continuing to expand our minds about what kind of stuff he puts out.
Yeah. Like you've said before in other episodes that we've talked about him, who knows what he'll be like, you know, if we were to listen back 2 years from now and listen to something else, 2 years ago, like what kind of music he would be doing. But just based on the few I know of him, this is again, a little different than what I would expect from him. That being said, I also, Dave, when we listened to it and you pointed out that Dave was singing the harmonies in the chorus, I didn't really pick up on that at first, but then I was like, yeah, that is, it sounds like Dave. And then, Dave screaming. I always thought that was the first time I listened to it. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. I didn't think that's where it was going. And then it took me a second to be like, yeah, somebody is screaming in the back. I was like, I thought it was Brand, but yeah, it could be Dave.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had told you that it reminds me of Newfound Glory, but that's mainly because Newfound Glory, there's one song I know that they did, that they've done where the vocals, you know, the screaming is not the, they have somebody that does that for them, but that's not what they do, right? They're not that type of band, but they have, that layered in with the singer singing.
With the rest of the vocals.
It's an added layer that a lot of bands don't have just because it is complicated. It's also could hurt your voice, and who knows? I don't really put Dave as that type of performer.
Yeah,
so.
I was really surprised that he did it.
Yeah. And then, so I was also like, oh, this is a breakup song, which is different than the other three songs that we've listened to, right? And you kind of pointed out what those three songs were, but sorry, my notes app is... reading, stop. It's reading what I'm saying. I don't want it to
time to
that.
Go off book, Adam.
it's like writing.
Oh, the robot's recording you is what you're saying.
Stop.
It's like doing
why is it
voice to text.
Yeah, it's doing voice to text. And it literally just wrote a whole paragraph, but I'm able to see what I wanted to say.
The robots are spying on us. They really want to know what the winter failure is up to and what our thoughts are on them.
I knew this podcast was popular, but I didn't know it was that popular.
It's mostly popular with the NSA.
So breakup song. However, I think it's so it made me think of I was listening to some Huey Lewis in the news this week, and it made me think of If This Is It is one of their songs. That was one of my first Huey Lewis songs that I really liked. It was a breakup song. I was probably a kid and I was like, oh yeah, this is like heartfelt. But it's kind of a fun song to jam to. But it's also similar to this. It's a breakup song, but it's not angsty. It's not like it's almost
right.
like the
we're not listening to like emo music. This isn't like sad boy music exactly.
Yeah, this is it's what I was gonna say was that it's still hopeful. Because
interesting.
Because I believe
right. It's not full of despair.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't. It strikes me as somebody that would be like on the like that just broke up and they're like, this could still work out. Even though we're breaking up, even though we're not in it, the cards are not right.
Is it in the cards?
Like it's in the card. Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of want to do like a flyover of the song and kind of give us a little bit of like a bigger picture of like what's going on in it. But I don't have it super strong in my head. So I'm going to need your help for us to kind of build the picture.
Let's do it.
So at the beginning of the song, we come in with that cool riff that's like jamming. That's got that cool rhythm to it. And then we launch into the first verse, which seems to kind of set the stage for, I don't have the lyrics in front of me and I don't have them super well in my head. Mm-hmm. It seems to kind of set the stage of like, all right, this is a breakup song. There's like a relationship is kind of coming to an end here. And then we go into the first chorus, I think. And the chorus is talking about like, was love ever in the cards? Like that question, like, you know, this didn't work out, but could we draw? Is there a love card in this deck that I could probably draw? Like, will I ever find love? Is sort of the question that seems like it's coming up for me.
The lyric that keeps coming back, and I wrote this down, and I'm glad I did, because I was just about to try to listen to the song while you were talking, and it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
I just want to know. Yeah, right.
I actually think that is said multiple times in the chorus and then in the bridge. And that is, I think that's where I'm getting at the hopefulness, right? It's they're it's in the midst of a breakup, not necessarily that it is a breakup and we're writing about how bad this was. We're actually writing about like it actually happening.
Yeah, and like I just want to know. I want to like it's almost to the way it hit me was I just want to know if this was possible. Like even if this is the end, I kind of want to know if this was possible or if like it wasn't possible. If there was no way for this relationship to work out or if like something could have been different and it could have worked out. Like kind of he also mentions like coulda, shoulda, wouldas or like maybes like at one point during the song. That kind of get back at that idea of like, I want to know if this was, yeah, if there was any, was there any hope for us, right? That's interesting. As someone who has been through many breakups and just went on a blind date last week and was told that the person did not want to go on a second date last night, it wasn't a big deal because I didn't feel a strong connection with this person. But I was like, oh, let's go on a second date and kind of see where this goes. Maybe it just needs more time. But she also seems to not have been feeling it. And so when that happened, I was struck by the feeling, which was like totally fine with it. Like, okay, yeah. Like I didn't feel super strongly. Seems like you didn't either. And so like we can go our separate ways. But there still was this part of me that was like, I just want to know. Like I want to know sort of more about, well, what didn't work exactly? Like what did you feel? You know, did you like why did you not want to go on a second date? Even though I recognize that like I'm not actually that interested, but there's that desire to know that even in this like very, very like one single date with one person and that relationship not going anywhere, there's that feeling. And that feeling feels like it's only amplified as we get further and further in relationships. And then, you know, if a breakup happens, that strong feeling of like, well, I kind of want to know why, how, you know, what happened. Could this have been different?
So with you saying that and feeling that, how do you think this song fits on an EP about Valentine's or about love? It's not really about Valentine's.
It's interesting. This is a Valentine's Day EP, and it is about love. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad that this album isn't. And this is the thing that I really appreciate about The Winter Failure is like they come at things from a lot of different angles, and they do kind of cover their bases. Like they make Christmas music mostly, right? But their Christmas music isn't just all like fun, happy, joyful Christmas music. It's also like sometimes sad and sometimes nostalgic and sometimes it's like really like extremely hopeful, like looking for like I want to be the next Santa Claus is like more than just like, oh, have a holly jolly Christmas. It's like casting vision for like what Christmas could be. And they do some covers sometimes. And so I love the diversity of these two boys and the way they come at it. So I'm glad to see that here in Four of Hearts as well.
Yeah, I say this because I was just writing, you know, I'm publishing these EP the episodes right now, right? So they can publish the day that they're supposed to. And I was writing in there and I was like, "Oh, it's Love Week." And I was like, "That's so weird because in one of the episodes I talk about romance, how I don't like romance." It's actually cool to listen to the episode because like Bree and I are going on a date tonight and it's like one of our like we haven't been on an actual proper date. It's been a minute, but we're like going out to Brooklyn. You know, if we're going to Brooklyn, it's a trip.
Yeah, you would almost never come visit me in Brooklyn.
We actually got a gift card to a restaurant called Frankie's. It's actually called Frankie's 457. Not sure why, but we got
sponsorship. Right, that's the podcast joke. That's the joke you got to make when you have a podcast.
Yeah. I know a podcast that every time that they talk about some trademark, they ding something. Right. So that way,
Frankie's. I actually don't want your sponsorship. So.
Frankie's. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're listening. I don't want it.
Anyway, we're going there, and it's we got a gift card from Paul. Paul's our roommate. Got a gift card back in 2019.
Oh my goodness.
Paul went to go see he went to Europe And that's when the women won the World Cup. He was like there. So I took care of his cat for about 2 weeks. And so he got us a gift card to Frankie's and he was like, you guys should go. And so we tried to go in 2019, but then they like booked a party and they were like, we have to cancel your reservation. And I was like, rude.
They're like, sorry, so- someone gave us more money. So
sorry. More important people are here. Okay.
Yeah.
So then the pandemic happened and we were like, I don't really know if we want to go now. Like
and
we don't want to go.
2 years of global amnesia.
Yeah. You know, that happened. And so now we're like, yeah, we'll go. We'll go. We'll use it for Valentine's Day. So it's
good.
So that being said,
a good way to do it.
That being said, I'm listening to the previous episodes and we're talking about romance and we're talking about like love. Cause that's what this whole EP is about. And I said, I'm not a big fan of romance, and you've talked about how romance is not the most important part, but it is an important part, and it's kind of like setting up a joke where you like, say where you
there's a setup.
Where you do the setup, and then you have the punchline, and then you see how it lands, right? So there's like this playfulness to it. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. But
I was
writing. I was like, oh, it's Love Week or whatever in the description for the intro video about this EP. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. What if people are just like not about love? And then listening to this song kind of brings the whole EP full circle. It completes the EP because
it rounds
it's not,
the whole thing out.
It rounds it out because I honestly don't believe that there, it would be really hard for me to tell, for someone to say there is something no one's ever experienced love before. Like it would just be hard, like at least once in their life. And let's talk about not just like agape love, but let's talk about like romance love, right?
Eros.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Is that the Greek word? That is the Greek word, right? I used agape.
Yeah.
It's Greek.
Erotic love. Yeah.
Yeah. Eros. So at least I'm sure there's someone that can resonate with. And even if it didn't work out, then that's what this song is about, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the idea of that, even if I didn't get the lazy love or I didn't get the be mine, I don't get the story of quarter beats, right? Or I did get quarter beats and then it turned into this last
part.
It didn't work out. So yeah. So I think it is, I think you know, what you said about how they write Christmas music, but it's just not Christmas music. It's just not like, you know, there's music in there that you can listen to year round that just happens to be themed around Christmas.
Right.
Or it has to be loosely, it's like based in Christmas, but it's not a Christmas, it's not just generated as a Christmas song. The same way I think that this is, you know, this EP is whether or not they're actually thinking about this when they do it. I don't know if you saw Brand's text today.
We're like, we don't think about these songs.
Well, according to Dave, he does, but we know Dave's a jokester. So,
I think Brand said, like, you put more thought into our songs than we do when we write them, which, and like, I'm happy to do so. I enjoy it.
Well, what's funny is if that's the case, then they're at least able to write on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
They're able to tap into an element that is separate than, like, we're putting a lot of thought into this. So
It's like they're like, oh, we like made this beautiful thing and we didn't realize how many like how like, people can sit there and try to peel it away and try to figure out all these cool things that's going on inside of it. And there are cool things is what we're discovering.
And that was based on Santa Fraud because that was one of the episodes that was just released this week. And you know, again, we're touching base on a Brand song that I think is we're pulling back the layers of Brand. We're seeing that Brand has a more, it's almost like he's still, what I've said about Brand is that he's always hopeful. And he's still hopeful even in this song that is a breakup song. That is not like Be Mine or, you know, all the other love songs. Mm-hmm.
What's also interesting, like the hopeful part didn't stick out to me as much as it seems like it's resonating with you. But I see what you're saying. I think it's really interesting, especially like this isn't a breakup song of like full of despair, you know. But what's also resonating between this and Santa Fraud which is odd to put them in conversation because now we're going cross albums. But like, this is also a little introspective, not nearly as introspective as Santa Fraud, but or maybe it's more so. I don't know. Because this is also like, was it ever in the cards? You know, like asking those questions of like, you know, what was possible here? Could this have been different? Can this be different in the future? You know, like that question around relationship, especially around the end of relationship, that continues to resonate. So it's cool. Like it feels, you know, if this happens one more time, I got to start saying like Bran writes some introspective songs, you know, and like have to integrate that into my picture of who Bran is. Not just our man who writes warm, for like rhythm, driving rhythms and like hopeful, you know, ballads or whatever. That there's a lot more going on there. And we're discovering that that's the case.
Yeah. And not only are we crossing albums, but we're crossing albums on complete ends. So yeah. They wrote this for Valentine's Day last year. It came out, oddly enough, what's today? February 11th. It came out a year ago on February 11th, 2022.
Wow. How cool is that?
And so it came out February 11th. And then obviously Santa Fraud and everything came out in December, December 17th, I believe, in 2022. So we're writing, they're not necessarily, it's not like Santa Fraud was the Christmas before this Valentine. It's not like it's that close where we could be like, oh yeah, they're like, right. Maybe this is how Bran's feeling. But no, I think you're right. Maybe, you know, the next thing we do cover with Bran and it happens again, you're like, yeah, it's no longer
surprising, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is like a weird thing Bran does sometimes. It's like, no, Bran does this sometimes and it's cool.
Yeah. So now that we've kind of talked about that, I'm kind of curious, how do you feel or what do you think of Dave, not just singing the harmonies, but the screaming
section?
Oh,
it's so good. It's so good, Adam. I love it. I love the harmonies. I love like the way it builds the song. So like we have our first few choruses with Dave singing harmonies and it's like, you know, he's at, you know, the questions of what happened in this relationship and we got the harmony there. And so there's harmonies always kind of have the sense of like companionship or at least like you're not alone when there's a harmony. And so like he's questioning it and he's like becoming alone. It's a breakup song, but he's not alone in the chorus. There's something else with him, right? And it's singing this harmony. It's very beautiful. Sounds very good. And then we get to the bridge when things kind of start to explode and like get bigger and the harmony becomes Dave screaming. and I love that. I love kind of like the juxtaposition of the two of those things where it gets out a little bit, to me, it like gets out a little bit like a confusion that comes with like the ending of relationship and where there's a part of you that's like just experiencing all these emotions raw, right? And there's the other part of you that's, you know, the logic part of you, logic and reason are still there and they're like trying to process through what's going on. But then there's the emotional turmoil going on at the same time. And I love like the emotions are both at one point, if Dave's harmonies represent the emotions, which I'm building that picture, I suppose, then at one point the emotions are like, well, I'm, you know, it's, this sucks, this is hard, but like I'm not alone and I'm feeling these other feelings. And then there's like the confusion and perhaps some anger, maybe screaming often feels a little bit like anger to me. And then maybe sadness as well that come along with it. And those feel right at home inside of a breakup song.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm right there with you. I think that Dave, you know, the harmony, I'm going to touch back on that. I'm going to go backwards. The part where in the bridge where Dave is screaming, I think is it reminds me of the raw emotion. You know, that's where I was going was I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of like the, you know, maybe the harmony is something that's been staying under control. And then the raw emotion or there's a voice inside of the singer that is also screaming in the background, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe on the surface, you know, they're very level, right? Asking questions. They're very like easy to talk to.
They're holding
to,
it
like,
together.
They're holding it together. Yeah. And then in the back or deep down inside, there's actually like sometimes you just got to let it out. You know, it's kind of, yeah. It reminds me of like, you know, I've talked to Brianna. I have a short fuse, and I can get angry pretty quick. And so I have talked to Bri about, I've talked to Bri about getting a punching bag, and being able to find a place to let anger out.
You shouldn't call Paul that.
I should, you're right. You're right. When Paul actually listens to this and doesn't download the episode, but actually listens to it, Paul,
one day you feature in our episode sometimes. You should check in, see what we're saying about you.
You should actually press play. But yeah, so it reminds me of the put together section, you know, he's put together and then the raw emotion is raw there. I think that is a good way for us to kind of cap this. Cap this section of this song. I just want to say that I know this getting these episodes out has been a little different for us. But I will say this, even Ben, if you can go back and listen to them, or, you know, I may say,
I will. At this point, it's been so long.
There is stuff that we talk about in there that I think is just very much appropriate for this coming week. And then obviously I've said that love happens. In one of the episodes, I said love happens all year round. You said you haven't seen it, but so it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I gotta see how past Ben is doing.
But I think that, you know, this EP is the same, you know, I was telling Ben earlier that I, you know, went back and I've just been listening to quarter beats and I don't know what it is. I just like played it. I was like, let's just play the song and hear it. And quarter beats and even this song, The Cards, just they give me a new way or a new understanding of looking at Dave and Bran. And, this may not just be a one-off. Like you said, I'm kind of curious to see how often this happens more than, you know, keep track of how often I'm surprised or, you know, discovering.
Like your expectations keep changing.
Yeah.
You know, like, expanding maybe. I want to say, so this is, I like the song. This is cool. I think this whole EP is great. I'm looking forward to listening to it again. And it's so timely now. So that's fun. It's fun to have some excuses to listen to Winter Failure throughout the year. It's nice to get a chance to like hang out with them in February. I want to take a moment and talk about like this album as a departure, this EP as a departure for them, you know, going out, expanding beyond Christmas. And how much I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm really glad to see them doing it. And I hope that they do some other stuff. I hope they expand out into I want to have more excuses to listen to the Winter Failure throughout the year.
Totally. And in one of the episodes, you said that they were coming out with a St. Patty's EP. They did not.
Yeah, I maybe should hold my tongue about things that haven't happened yet.
But nonetheless, I agree with you. You know, we've talked about the Halloween.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, Krampus, I want the Krampus.
It's Krampus. More stuff. I am with
some
you.
Nightmare Before Christmas vibes. Yeah,
yeah, I'm with you on that. Being able to listen to them more than just Christmas time or holiday time, and I would even probably argue more than just around holidays, right? They do Valentine's Day. If they do a St. Patty's and a Halloween, and I would say that I do like the idea of them doing theme stuff. It's kind of funny, like to hear. It's like a fun exercise of like, how do we make a song that could be used for anything, but have some type of theme to it that could fit somewhere. That being
said, the question
said,
is like, they're not the Christmas failure, they're the Winter Failure. So how important is winter to their identity is an interesting question that I wonder what they think. And I'm curious how they'll respond and grow.
Maybe in future episodes, we'll have them on.
That'd be great.
We can ask them those questions.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap this episode up. And everyone that is listening, even if it's only Dave and Brand, go listen to your stuff, guys.
And also, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. I hope you have a good time.
Yeah, we make jokes about no one listening, but even if we had one listener, thank you for listening. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Brianna. I can't even say that. She doesn't listen to it.
Yeah, your wife doesn't listen. She's going to listen to you all day.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this has been the Winter Fanboys covering the Four of Hearts, which is their Valentine's Day EP that came out in 2022, but it's still relevant in 2023. So I encourage everyone that is listening, everyone that can hear what I have to say or what Ben and I have to say, go and listen
to the Winter Failure.
Yeah, listen to the Winter Failure. Start with this Valentine's Day, get in the love mood, and then listen to the rest of their stuff because it's just going to take you on a journey. Yeah, this has been the Winter Fanboys. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben. And stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah.
I just wanna know, was love in the cards, or is all love?